is time to begin. Chav Zayin Amud Beis, 27b, three lines from the bottom. Okay, we'll just review the Mishnah really quick. So the Mishnah said that if you have Shufen that were took off Truma, one without the other's knowledge. So Bekiva said Truma Shnei and Truma, they're both Truma, which means that half of what each one took is Truma and half of it is. We're going to see exactly, the Gemara is going to ask today what the din is with the other half of each one. And the Chacham say, no, the Truma, the first one is a Truma. And Rabbi Yossi says this cryptic type of statement, if the first one took the shear, then it is Truma. If he didn't take the shear, it's not Truma. We're going to see what that means as well. Okay, so the Gemara asks, Ma nan kayamin? What are we talking about? Im b'mamchen.
This is a shutif owns each shutif owns everything. That's not what they mean. Two shutif own a house. It's not that each one has the right to do everything in the house. That's not how it works.
Depends on how they set it up. I mean, if they set it up, you get it one day and I get it the other day,
Okay, so what are we talking about? Imba mamchen. So what does mamchen mean? This is a very big question. And not only that, some are gurus the opposite. Imba she'ein mamchen. So let's just first do the... We're going to have to speak out two pshatim over here. I mean, there's more than two pshatim, but we'll speak out the two basic pshatim. The one is that at the top in the English is whether they're proficient from a lashon of mumcha, right? Are they mumchen? So, I'm from Bekiva Moida. In other words, if I know that you can take Truma on my behalf, and you know that I can take Truma on your behalf, and so on, so then we can assume that the partner consents to his separation, and it would surely be the first one's Truma would be Truma. Rabbi Kiva would never disagree. And if they're not mumchen, so then the Rabbanon would have to mask him to Rabbi Kiva, that they don't know that they didn't. So they don't know to rely on anybody, so they're definitely only thinking of themselves. Because they don't think they can do it. That's one way to learn the Gemara. The Gemara says, no, Mamchen is a lashon of Macha, Mochen. And it's the opposite. You switch it around. You say, if we're talking about Shutfim who normally are not Mocha on each other, the past, if we're talking about, let's see, to show you inside, just to show you it's on... See, it's on 28A1 at the bottom variance. So he says, in b'shein on mamchen, if they don't object to each other's truma separation, afra b'kiva moida. In other words, I don't usually object to what you do. You do things on my behalf. I'm in agreement. You know, I'm a easygoing shutuf. So then Rabbi Kiva has to be maskim that the first one's truma will be good. And in b'shemochen, if they do object to one another, they kind of like have a kapdanis type of relationship. So for Rabbanu Maida, and the Rabbanu should also be Maida that Rabbi Kiva is right. So they have two opposite pshatim in how to learn the Gemara. So now let's learn the Teretz. So Elakinan Kayamin, or in Chav Chasamun Aleph, Kinan Kayamin, this stop. We're talking about where we don't know whether, according to the first pshat, the pshat is we don't know whether they are Bekiyim or not Bekiyim in the halachas of Truma. And therefore, the question is, where Bekiva Savar Stam on Eino Mamchen, that if you don't know, if you don't know whether the person is proficient or not proficient, then what do you say? You say, you assume them to not be proficient. So therefore, they're not going to be Mamfresh on each other. And they're Abanan Amma Stam on Mamchen. The Stam of the people are going to be are proficient. Okay, and therefore they would know, and therefore the first one's truma is a truma. And according to the Vilna Gaon, it's the opposite way, right? That Rabbi Kiva holds stam on mamchen, that partner's attitude, in other words, stam means we don't know whether they object to each other's activities or not, right? If the pshat in mamchen is that you're mocha, and the pshat in the Gemara's teretz is the stam, we don't know exactly the nature of the relationship. So if it's Rabbi Kiva holds stam on kamamchen, so therefore the assumption is it's not such a great relationship, and therefore they'll be mocha on each other's things. I want a certain amount of independence, and therefore I want to do my own truma. What are you doing my truma for? It's the old mind your own business type of attitude, which is a shreklich
thing. When we talk about
umchen?
Yeah, right here. When we
you want to know if there's a difference between proficient and mumchen?
Yeah.
I don't know. No. I don't know. I don't think that's the. I don't think it's that complicated. Right. Yeah, I mean,
he's proficient in knowing how to take
truma. Yeah, okay. Now here I'm just going to speak out one thing I just wanted to mention to you because I thought it was interesting. So yesterday they were talking on this week's halachic hotlines. A show was about shiloh that come up during the war. So the shiloh they were discussing was, you know, the food isn't so good. People are driving up to the gate of the base when they're as close as they can get, and they open up their trunk and they'd have, you know, baked goods, cookies, whatever it is, to help the morale of the troop to help them get some food. So of course the question is, you know, I don't know, have any clue where this food came from. Am I allowed to eat it? So they interviewed Rabbi Jachter, you know, of Gray Matter fame from Kinek, and other. He has many svarim. I think he mentioned like 20 svarim. I don't know. So anyway, so he said that he tells his talmidim who are there that they cannot eat it. He's machmer. And then they asked some other rabbi who I don't remember his name. And the other rabbi said that in Eretz Yisrael, most of the food in the supermarkets is you got to really go out of your way to buy something unkosher. So everybody's eating kosher. So this, and very few people are eating basar b'chola, very few people are eating treif. So mistama, you can rely that it's kosher. He felt you could be mekel. So you had two opposing views over here. So I thought to myself, this is machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim. What is the din in Stam where you don't know? According to Rabbi Akiva, you say that Stamon, they are not proficient. But the Akiva and the Chacham hold the Stamon, they are proficient. So that would be totally the Machlokes. According to Rabbi Akiva, you wouldn't be able to eat it. And according to the Chacham, you would be able to eat it. What do you think? It's connected? It's good, no?
There's differences, obviously.
There's some differences, minor nuances.
That's a good a theory is that you go by what the rove is. That's what stam means. Stam means what stam people.
Yeah.
What the stam way is.
And right.
The stam way is that Taka people are eating kosher.
By and large. No, you know, normally, of course, it began with the.
Haraya, there are 250 hashkachas. So if it's one of the 250
right. So each hashkach is both of a rov, yeah. Okay. So that's just a little.
Is this sport food or homemade?
Homemade. Yeah, if it came with in a pashka's bag, you wouldn't have the shayla. Yeah, okay, let's go on. Al dai to dura bekiva. Sa shal rishon. Chetzya truma. V'chetzya tevel tfula lakol. So we're going to have to work this out in our brains here, exactly what the Gemara means, right? So the first guy goes ahead, he takes truma, and he takes, let's use our old example of 50 saw, he takes a saw off, second, shutuf takes another saw off. So now, shutuf number one, we're saying Rabbi Akiva Shita, they both are truma. Truma, shteim truma. That means each one has half. What is the din of the second half? Obviously, the first half is the same for both of them. It's truma on their portion. So it's good truma half. That's for sure, no question. What about the second half? So now, the first one's half the first one's second half was not anything. It wasn't.
He only took the
other half remained tevel, right? Real tevel, the way it was originally.
Right.
So it's tevel for everything, right? It's tevel for truma. It's tevel for maizus. It's tevel for everything. And he only was masakin his half.
Right.
Let's go to the second guy. The second guy takes off truma. So when he takes truma on his half, so he's masakin the rest of the kri, which is his half. So now the kri in total now is completely mesukan as far as truma is concerned, right? Everything has been fixed. Either his half was fixed or the other guy's half was fixed. Second half, for, as far as he's concerned, is not tevel for truma at all. It's only tevel for maestros.
Who's the he in your...
The second guy.
Shimon.
Again, I'm going in order. First guy, his half was, second half was tevel for everything, for trumas and maestros. The second one, is once he's done with his half of his truma, the other half is completely not tevel for truma because between right. the two of them, they have fixed it, right?
So what's the metzias here? They have two different places and they're taking it off for each one? Or it's one big thing?
One big thing.
Okay, so how do we know the second guy didn't take the stuff that was masukin?
The second guy? Right. The second guy... Well, we're assuming
half of it's masukin, half of it's not. And the second guy comes.
We assume half of each kernel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's not gonna work. Then let's say we're dealing with 50 barrels of wine.
It's all mixed in. Masukin.
It's completely mixed up. Completely mixed up. In other words, I took a barrel of wine for 50 barrels. You took a barrel for truma. You took a barrel of wine for 50 barrels, or 49 barrels, whatever it is, for your truma. And so half the truma is fixed, and then the barrel, half of it is not fixed. What is the half? The first guy's half is tevel for truma and all of the maestros, real bona fide tevel. And the second guy's half, he no longer has to worry about truma because... Between the two of them, the tevel has been removed from the whole group of the 50 barrels. Yes?
Yes.
That's what the Gemara says. We'll read it inside now. What I just told you was exactly what the Gemara says. Adai tid Rabbi Kiva. What did Rabbi Kiva? Saw Shavish in the first one, saw Chetzya Truma, the half that is his, obviously, is Truma. The Chetzya on the other half is tevel tful akol. It's tevel for everything, for both Truma and Maestros. So Shosheni, what about the second one? So Chetzya Truma, obviously his half of the Truma is Truma. The Chetzya, and the other half, Tevel Tvul LeMaestros.
You read different Gersa?
You got to look in the English for this.
Oh, sorry, okay.
Yeah, it's completely different in the Hebrew side. Mm-hmm. Completely different, okay? Sorry about that. Should have told you that.
You didn't.
I should have. I didn't.
I'm still having trouble picturing this. So is there Bray right here? I mean, when the second guy comes, he's taking a mixture. He's taking some masukin with
it. I don't think there's Bray.
He's taking, when he's taking it, there's some masukin in that when he's with Makrish.
Maybe there is Bray. I don't know. It's a good question. I don't know. I didn't think about the Braver question. And I didn't see Braver discussed in the bottom either.
You hear the problem?
Yeah, I hear the problem, yeah.
In other words, like that, it goes out half of it. It's
you hear to me the question.
The question is,
how can the second guy take, how can we be sure that what the second Shutav takes is clearly... You know, half truma on his portion, when maybe the barrel that he picked up has some of the tikkun from the first shutuf. Don't you have to come on to Breira over here?
Are we saying that the first guy?
We know we're talking
about his own stuff.
Talking about wine.
We know we have a case of wine, right? That's one of the.
Are we saying that the first guy is only masaking his own stuff? And has nothing to do with the second guy's stuff?
That's what Rabbi Kiva holds. Truma Shnehem Truma.
Are they both there at the same time?
No, they don't even know about each other. They don't know. That's the way we learned the Mishnah. That's what the Mefarshim said. One didn't know what the other one did. Okay?
So why would you say that the first guy takes Truma for everything, and the second guy's stuff is nothing? His
That's the Chachamim's shita. The Rebbe Akiva disagrees with that. Yeah.
If you have one person and he takes today, he takes half a truma from his barrel. Tomorrow he comes back and he wants to take the other half. The stuff's all mixed up.
Yeah, there we say, we spoke this out. There we say that since you had a, when you do a hafrosha in that way, the pshat is that you began your hafrosha yesterday and you were going with your hafrosha today. It's all one long maisa. It's suspended. That's the way we said.
Is there any time frame for that?
I'm not familiar with any time frame, no. Yeah, okay.
Doctor makes a good point.
Yeah, I guess you have to come on to Brera, I guess. Normally we say Yesh Brera by Drabbanon as far as Halacha is concerned, and Ein Brera by Deraisa. This is a din Deraisa Lachaira. As you bring math, but Trumas Man says Drabbanon. So since Shulman Zman says Rabban, you could say Yesh Brera. Okay, you can peel Bozach a little bit about that. Okay, we'll have to look into that. Okay, the Gemara notes that the preceding statement is mostly self-evident, but one aspect of it is open to debate. Now, what we're going to discuss now is, just as a way of an introduction to the next statement, we're talking about now the first guy's second half. Okay? So the way I presented it to you, the first guy's second half is tevel for everything, even for truma. Now the question is, well, what happens when the second guy takes truma? Well, does he have in mind even the part that's in the first guy's half?
He doesn't know that the first guy did it.
He doesn't know. Right, so you're right. He doesn't know. But what is his mindset? His mindset is I'm taking truma for all my portion. That's what he's thinking. Whatever here that's I'm a partner with you, and I think I know. I'm assuming that you know you take care of your half. I'll take care of my half. So when I take off my portion, I have in mind to fix everything that's mine. That's one way of approaching it. In which case, the other half that the first guy has would be included. Or the pshat is, I have in mind what's in front of me. And that half is not in front of me. It's in my buddy, in my partner's backyard.
I thought we said that both of them, their intention was to do it for the other as well.
But we decided that they're makbid. They're makbid on each other, right? They're talking about stama. And if they're makbid, it's certainly...
So we're talking about a case that's just a bediyavet, almost.
What do you mean by that?
They should be doing it together.
It would be nice if they would get along. It would be nice if they get along.
You know, there's shutvin, are machoyev, and take the truma together. They're not machoyev separately to take the truma.
I don't know what you mean by lechachila and bediyavet. I don't know whether there's a lechachila bediyavet over here. I mean, if I want to do mitzvahs myself... I want to do Mrs. McGoofy. I don't want to do an Aide Shliach.
Mitzvah Bo Yosef and Shlucho. That's like saying I want to take...
Understand, but Mitzvah Bo Yosef and Shlucho. So you take your truma, so you're doing the mitzvah with your goof, and I'll do the truma with my goof, so I do my mitzvah with my goof. I mean, I understand. Why is that a bediyavet? That sounds...
It seems to me like the only in a case where they're makbid on each other.
I don't know about that part of it. You know, the being makbid is a lechakila.
Does truma have to be in a mokav also?
Okay. According to my scenario, it certainly is not min mokav. But remember, b'di'evet shlom min mokav is good. And the fact is, if I don't realize that you took it, if we're really talking about where I just see a big pile and I don't realize that you took it. So then I don't even think I'm doing Shalom and Hamukov, right? I think I'm doing Min Hamukov.
You're doing it on his stuff. You're doing it on his stuff. So Shapsi's saying you're doing it for the other guy. You think, okay, here I am, I'm doing it because it doesn't matter what he did. I'm doing it for all of us. But But you're shutif in his stuff too. That's in his chatzer. Yeah. So you're being mafresh for that part too.
But I don't know that he took it. So I don't know that.
But your stuff is in there. So when you take.
I don't know that it's not here in front of me. That's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. That's the way I understood it. Okay. Anyway, but yeah, but it's good. Shulman Okaf is not a major
any
problem.
Amount, or even though we say 50/150, isn't even one grain enough?
Yes.
So how is it? It's he took for everybody, the first guy.
He can only be mafresh on his portion. He can't be mafresh for me. He can't take care of my portion. It's not his. It's mine. He can't fix what's mine without
my.
I'm
saying the whole case doesn't make sense because when you went into the shiftus, you knew that you both had to do it can't do it without each other.
You can do it without each other. You could do your half, and I could do my half.
But it's not, Metzias, it's not possible, because you don't know which is which.
With Breira, assuming Breira, you could do it. I mean, or...
Or take from your own.
Or we could...
Take from your own,
could,
and do on your
part. You don't know? Oh,
you mean take something from Nokam Acher? Right.
No, I'm saying if you take from your half, on his half.
But you don't know which half.
You mean if we're shutfus, all right. I guess it's how you view the shutfus.
Right.
Is it I own 25 barrels, you own 25 barrels, or do we own half of every barrel, or
right.
is okay? Okay, let's keep going over here.
Shlemi, that's the classic case of tenants in common as opposed to joint tenants.
Always need a lawyer.
Okay.
Seriously.
Tenants in common. As opposed,
right,
one more time, tenants in common versus what?
Joint tenants. Joint tenants means that I own, Marshall, 50% of the entire thing, or do I own 50% separate from the other one?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Same thing over here with respect to the truma. It's the same chakira.
Same chakira. Loi tzrocha deloi chati saw shosheni. Let's see, concerning the half saw share of the second partner within the portion that he designated as truma, mahu shetifter chatzi saw sharishin, is his truma going to discharge the truma of the half saw that's presently in the hands of the first partner? Do we assume the second partner intends to rectify only the produce that is in front of him, and therefore his half saw within the portion separated by the first partner remains fully tevel, right? That's what he's saying. Or perhaps the second partner actually has in mind to rectify all of his produce wherever it may be, in which case his half saw that is currently in the hands of his first partner is likewise exempted. So that's a question. All right, let's go to Amud Beis. Chav Ches Amud Beis. Yishmina Manadol, let's try to infer the law from this case. Ariston Icy Parent. So there was a guy named Ariston, and he brought a sack full of tevel fruits, and he was emptying the fruits out, okay? So he's emptying out all the fruits out. He doesn't realize he left some fruit behind inside the bottom of the sack, you know, like you have some residual apples in there. Shire Gosaka, he unknowingly left some in the sack. The Torah, and then he took Truma from what was in front of him, not realizing that some of his stuff was still in the sack. So he wanted to know, what's the deal here? Did my truma, since I didn't see it in front of me.
You have to see it inside?
He's asking. He doesn't know. That's his shayla. Since he thought he was taking truma on what's in front of him, not realizing that there's more in the sack. So also of the Kumi Rabbi Yosi v'Amar, Chazakal HaKol Tarim. He told him the presumption is that it was everything, not only which is in front of him, but also the stuff in the sack. I have in mind everything that I own, not just what's in my sack. So therefore, obviously, the comparison here is that the second guy, when he's mafresh, the truma, he doesn't have in mind just here what's in front of him. Like I told you before, he has in mind whatever is mine, and therefore the second half that's in the first shutifs will also be masukin with my truma.
I don't understand. The mukva, I understand, is not an issue, but it's got to be pershusai, right? And pershusai doesn't mean literally. It just means that you own it.
Are you asking how is it working if it's not pershusai? Is that your question?
Exactly. In other words.
No. It's mm-hmm. it's there shutfim, And therefore, it doesn't make a difference. And even if it was in another country, it wouldn't make a difference. That's just an example of Shlomo and Mukov, and it works for the other.
Okay, fine.
Okay? The Mishnah then said that Rabbi Yossi said that if he does it kashir, then it works. If he does it shlo kashir, then it doesn't work. What is the Gemara says? What are we talking about shir over here? Ma kashir taira? Does it mean that since feet like you just mentioned before, Rabbi Oberstein, that chita achas sakri, and therefore, what would he be saying? Let's see, number two, long the thing over here. The Gemara is now raised, second paragraph. The Gemara is raising possibility. Rabbi Yossi says in the mission, the first part, the partner's designation is effective only if he separated a certain specific amount of truma. The reference is to a case where the designated portion was minuscule, just enough to rectify the produce on the biblical level. And Rabbi Yossi would thus be teaching the second partner is presumed to consent to the first partner's truma separation only if the latter designated no more than necessary by biblical law. Because I'm thinking to myself, hey, this is a win-win situation for me. I'm not supposed to be a cheapo. I'm not supposed to be over on a drabbanon. But my partner was over on it. So it's not my avera. But he was masaking the whole thing with the kita achas. I win. I get all my truma. So maybe that's the only example where he's masking. It's a little strange. Okay, if he designated more than the bare minimum, we cannot presume that he had the second partner's approval, and the designation is therefore ineffective for the second partner's share. When Rabbi Yossi said kishir, did he mean Kishir Tyra, that's one side. Or Kishir Chaveirin, which means the Shir that the Chachamim said, which is 150th, right?
50th,
Benin.
Okay.
Let's say the Shir Benin, yeah. The question is, there's a question here which is very important to realize over here. Let's suppose somebody is mafresh less than the shear the Chachamim said. Let's suppose I go over to my Kree. I decide I'm going to be a grace of Chacham. I'm going to take Kita Achas. Is it going to work? Does it work? Does it work? Does it work? Remember, once you take Truma, you can't go back and take another Truma. Once it's done, it's done. So if I go over there and I have in mind, this is going to be all I'm taking, is it going to work or not? So he brings a debate here. This is the subject of debate among the Rishonim. The Rambam implies a designation of less than the rabbinically mandated amount of Truma completely removes the Tevel status of the remaining produce, and there's no requirement to separate additional amount.
Shlomi, didn't you say the key word that you said?
Hold one second. Others, however, just one second. Others maintain a designation of less is considered invalid by rabbinical law. So remember, we had these cases in the Mishnah and Sukkah, the famous Mishnah and Sukkah, that im kein ha'yisa noheg le'kiyantam etz ha'sukkah miyamecha, famous case, right? He ate in the Sukkah and his shulchan was outside the Sukkah. So you were never mekayim etz ha'sukkah miyamecha because the rabbanim have a right to be oikar the mitzvah that you weren't mekayim. So therefore, if they made that the minimum shear is 60, one out of 60, so maybe you're not Yotze at all. That's what they hold. There's the other shitas. Taisus to Kedushin, apparently. A whole list over here. So that's important to know whether it is good or not. What were you going to ask them?
So I don't understand. Your key word is that when you took Truma, you had das that you're going to fulfill your entire Truma chiyuv.
Yes.
As opposed to a situation where I take some, and just because I took some, that doesn't mean that I can't add on to that.
Because you like we said, you're starting now, and you're going to finish later. That's just a time lapse. That's not a sheer lapse.
Right. So in other words, what was my real das here? And the guy says, I don't know. What happens then?
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you. I would assume that you assume a person wants to do the right thing.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So what did he mean? In tab dine kashir tyra. If it means the minimal amount, less Rabbi Yossi Karabanan, Rabbi Yossi is not in agreement with the rabbis, but putting his own opinion forward here. Five, what does that mean? The Mishnah doesn't say how much Shuma the first partner separated. So we may assume the reference is to a typical case in which he took, why, 1/50th. And that was the case that the rabbis ruled the designation as fully effective. So if Rabbi Yossi understood to be saying that if the first partner cannot effectively designate Shuma on behalf of the entire crop unless he separates the bare minimum, it emerges he's arguing with the rabbis because they hold it's fully effective only when the designated portion is 1/50th, right? According to the pshat that we were saying, that if the first guy took kashir, means kashir Torah, then that meant he only took a small portion, and then that argues on the chachamim who hold that if the first person did 1/50th of the whole thing, it's good, but if not, then it's not good. So that's going to be a machlokes. Im tabdina kashir chaverin, but if he meant that you took 1/50th, then the b'yaisik rabbanim, he actually agrees with them. And he's basically explaining their view. Okay? The Gemara leaves this question unresolved.
Shocker.
So now the Gemara ends off with a little piece here. Bitel, so it says if you're Mavatel Shliach, so it depends when you did it. Before or after the Hafrasha. Less on Doppel Gal and Rishlakish. Rishlakish, Omer, Einonim Mavatel Shlichusa Bitvorim. Our Mishnah sounds like you can mevatel shliach by simply declaring he's no longer my shliach, and Rish Lakish says you can't do that. That's a Gemara in the Machlokes of Yechon Rish Lakish, where I make a shliach, and he wants to revoke that authorization. So it says over here that the woman appointed a shliach to accept kedushin from a man, and then She decides she doesn't want to do it. So Rabbi Yochanan says the oral retraction is sufficient. The Shlokish says no. Lo asi dibra mevatel dibra. So the Gemara is asking. It doesn't seem to be. Our Mishnah is not like Shlokish.
With my Shlokish, what do I have to do in order to do it again?
You'd have to. I think you'd have to make a kinyan sutra or something. I'm not sure how the bittul would work. Tiftar kagon sha'amalei lech v'kavav b'tzaf and v'halach v'kavav b'darim. So the Gemara says, with special case here, I told him to take truma on the north side, he went ahead and took it on the south side, and the rule is that if you change from my shlichus, so then whenever you're mashana from the das and the mashaleach, so then even Rish Lakish will agree that the shlichus is batal. Adkan. Okay? Good enough.